Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts. We thank you for our early rising. We thank you for such a time as this. And we thank you for your word, Father God, because it's in your word, Father God, we learn who we are and whose we are. And we come, Father God, thanking you for your grace. Okay. Hallelujah. Well, back on there now. Hallelujah. I think I got Pastor on the blog talk. And I think Evangelist Sharon, she went back over to... Okay. Evangelist Sharon, can you go back to blog talk for me, please? Thank you. Okay, hallelujah. Let's see here. We had a word of prayer. Pastor Bale. Let's see, she went back over there. Okay, all right. My mother. I think this is her number here. Could you give us a word of prayer? Hallelujah. Is this Overseer William?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Could you give us a word of prayer? Good morning.
Yes, sir. Good morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you this morning. Lord, we ask you to bless us. Lord, we thank you for life, health, and strength. Lord, we lift up everyone on the line. We lift up the administrator of the line, Bishop Beasley. Lord, we give thanks unto you this morning. That you call us, Lord, and we woke up, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We lift up the sick and shut in everywhere to you, Lord. All of the homeless, Lord. We lift up the children to you and the school official, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know you have control over everything, Lord. We bring it to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for every institution, Lord, in the name of Jesus. The eye service, Lord, in the name of the hearing, Lord, the speech. Lord, those of special need, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We lift them all up to you, Lord. We lift up everybody on the line and their families, Lord, and their children. Lord, we ask you to make provision for us as we go through the service today. These and all blessings we pray in Jesus' name. Amen for the Father, amen for the Son, and amen for the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Before we get started, this is the... lesson that we entitled The Revelation of God's Grace. Revelation of God's Grace. So if anyone, this is our, let me say that again, this is our review. And if you have anything you want to share about our review, or the Lord just put something in your spirit, we're going to ask you at this time to do so. I'm just going to open the whole studio up. So anyone like to have anything they want to share about the review or something God done put in your spirit? Hallelujah. Okay. Well, the revelation that came to us. It came to us through the Word of God. And we've been talking about what grace meant. And we talk about what revelation meant this week. And this is the time I like to, not necessarily grade papers, but this is the time I like to know that somebody got something this week that maybe they didn't have last week. So that's why I open it up as such. But however, the teaching of grace is seldom approached in most Bibles because people just accept grace from the pulpit. People never do an in-depth study on grace to know what grace means and to do not need it explained. To me, is overlooking the importance of the subject. And it is always overlooked. And here's why. Grace is one of God's character. The word grace and gracious can be found about 200 times in Scripture. The word comes from the Greek word. And what it really means, it referred to something that's attraction. It also referred to someone expressing their generosity through a reward, like the word favor, for instance. The word favor is from the person that the Christian exalts. The word means a gift. So when you think about grace and you put all those things together, we can understand God a little bit better because he is gracious. He is a God of favor. He is the kind of God that gives and never think about it. He gives and unconditionally. That's the part of that word that I really like. Just words of Jesus Christ we talked about. Remember we talked about when Jesus went to the temple and he stood up and he asked the minister for the book, and the minister gave him the book, and over there in the book of Luke, but the whole thing, so you can see the revelation and you can see what was when Jesus, the Bible says, and let me tell you why this is so significant too. And y'all just bear with me for a moment. Let me tell you why this is so significant. Because all the Jews knew that there was one scripture that had been set aside for the Messiah. They all knew that. So when Jesus got up and read the words of the prophecy, the people began to say, isn't this Jesus of Nazareth? That's how they knew him. They knew him as Joseph's son. And the Bible says all the eyes fastened on him. What you doing reading that scripture? That scripture's for the Messiah. And then they said, at the gracious word which proceed out of his mouth. Was a wondering. That was awesome. Because they knew something was different now. Just like John the Baptist, he said, behold the Lamb of God who come to take away the sins of the world. Well, people was looking for the Lamb because they knew what time it was. They knew that this was the time of grace. This is the time, the year of Jubilee was when everything that was became even. People show grace, people show love, people show forgiveness. So in the year of Jubilee was when you had to let something go. So when Jesus said to those people, behold the Lamb of God, that didn't bother them. But then he turned around and he said this, whose shoes I'm not worthy to unlace. That's blew up because the lamb don't wear shoes. Hello? A lamb don't wear shoes. So Jesus, John is telling these people about the Lamb of God. They accepted that, but when he said, whose shoes, see, that was revelation. When they saw John down on the side of the Jordan River, that was like right outside of town. It wasn't in the city limits for a bit. And he was doing something that had been prophesied. Now, his daddy was a preacher up there at the church, at the temple, but he wasn't allowed to go in there because God was doing a new thing. He was baptizing them with water. But John said, now one is coming greater than I who's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost. That was a revelation. See, a lot of people want to be baptized with the water. No, 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 brother. Want to be baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire. Because see, that fire get in there and it burns out that old nature. That fire get in there, it burns out that old person. So that's why you want to you want to be baptized like John told the people. There's one coming greater than I now. He's going to baptize you with the fire. Listen, brothers, I think everybody, if you haven't, God got grace. He got me. He wants you to come out of the world way of thinking. He wants you to come out of man's way of thinking. Remember when Jesus answered those people, told them, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servant would fight, so that I should not be delivered unto the Jews. But now my kingdom is not here. And if his kingdom is not, your kingdom is not of here. And then his kingdom, according to Romans 14:17, the kingdom of God, this may be revelation to somebody. You don't know what the kingdom of God is. Because see, a lot of people think the kingdom of God, oh, well, I'm help building the kingdom. You can't help build the kingdom. That would be a lie. See, people talk like that. They don't know what the kingdom of God is. God is not meat nor drink, but it's righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. That's what the kingdom of God is. Hallelujah. That's what it is. So when you're part of that, you're part of God's kingdom. So it was about revelation knowledge. Trust me, brothers and sisters, when you understand that the kingdom of God is not man set up their kingdom. Just look how the world set up their kingdom. I don't care what it is. It can be a gas station. It can be a restaurant. They build a building, and they put a sign on it. And they want to welcome everybody to come in. See, that's the world's kingdom. That God doesn't depend on the world. He doesn't do that. He don't post billboards. That ain't what he does.
Amen.
See? So that's what men do. He be got a gas station. He build a building and he put up a sign.
Yes.
I don't care what it is. If it's a hardware store, he build a building and put up a sign. That's not God's kingdom. Because I've been there, done that. But it's the grace of God that God allowed this stuff to happen. I'm just going to tell you the truth. The revelation. Because I encourage everybody to understand, and when I say this, I just, I know that. See, when people know better, they do better. I learned that too. When you understand that we are the building, that now here's the revelation, that was made flesh The church was made flesh.
Say it.
The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 3:9 and 1 Corinthians 3:16 and 1 Corinthians 6:19. I think all of those that doesn't have this revelation, because it's biblical principles, is to study for yourself with you, to seek out the gospel message that you claim you have faith in the word, because the Bible says, and the word became flesh, the tabernacle, the church among us. In John 1:14, tabernacle was made flesh. The spirit of truth is come. When the spirit of truth is come with that, the spirit of truth is true. It ain't no, yeah, but, oh, well. No, the spirit of truth is truth, brothers and sisters. There is no if, and, buts, about, where I think this. No. Spirit of truth is true. That's how God operates. That may not fit in some of your boxes. That may not be what you want to hear this morning. But God said, and you shall know the truth. Not no water down, but the truth. And the truth will make you free. Just like I read over here, I'm going to show you Revelation. And this is, I'm going to ask Pastor to read it. In 1 Peter 2:5, and we're going to get into some of the review, but the Lord is telling me to go this route, and I'm going. Hallelujah. It has to become a reality to you. This has to be a fact. What's more truth than the word of God? The word than what we feel, what we think. In 1 Peter 2:5, read that for me, Pastor.
Okay, Pastor, good afternoon, everyone. 1 Peter 2:5. Ye also, as the lively stone, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Amen, amen.
It's a spiritual priesthood. The new covenant, didn't have a spiritual priesthood. They had a priesthood that was made out of stones and bricks and that kind of stuff. So the priesthood, the people would go to the temple and take the blood. I tell you, woo, hallelujah, I'm about to go there. They would take the blood of bulls and goats, and then because they had an earthly priesthood. We don't do that. We got a spiritual priesthood. Now, you can't have part of it without the other part. I'm just trying to show you the revelation of the grace of God. Understanding revelation and knowing what that means. The Lord showed me something this morning, but let me finish this thought. He says, I'm a lively stone, living spiritual. It's a spiritual house we got, a holy priesthood. See, before, they couldn't have a holy priesthood. They couldn't have one.
That's right.
They put on the robes, but they couldn't have a holy priesthood. They anoint themselves 7 times. I could go on and on and on and talk about the earthly priesthood. But Jesus coming took his own blood and took it to the right-hand side of the Father and told the Father to examine. The Father examined and said, Son, sit here on my right hand till I make your enemy become your footstool.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That's spiritual. And the Bible says, like for instance, we are laborers together with God. You are his husbandry. The Bible says, I'm his building. I'm his, I'm that spiritual dwelling place. Dwells in me.
Amen.
See, I'm set free. Yeah. The truth set me free. John 8:32. if we've been redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death.
Yes.
Amen.
According to Galatians 3:13, I got paper. I am sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Not no oil from no man or water from no man. That's true. But now it's the Holy Spirit is in operation. We are in the dispensation of the Holy Ghost. This stuff got to become a reality, people. It's in Christ.
Amen.
By his doing. Therefore, I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angel, principalities, no power, nothing high, nothing, no creature shall be able to from the love of our God, which is in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I want you to remember one other thing, too. Before, when they had worship, and this is going to bother some folks, but before, when they had worship, according to John 4:20, and you can read the whole thing, but I want you to see the revelation in this. In John 4, understanding that you're spiritual now, you be like God now, part of you, we're spiritual beings having human experiences. God is a spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I read that. John 4:23. He said, and he was in spirit and in truth. The building are worship by praise. You, to be God, you are a true worshiper, according to Hebrews 3:1. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of it, heavenly calling, consider the apostles and the high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. Now, here's the other point I want to make, and we'll get into some of the review. You got to know you're spiritual. I know you can't see it. You don't feel it. You ain't supposed to feel it. You're just like trying to see God. God is spirit, man.
Don't let
people try to hit you with these optical nerves. If that was the case, everybody would see it. Everybody can't see spirit things. I was reading the other day, I think that was in the book of Exodus. Now I got to go find it. But I'll tell y'all. Man was riding his donkey, and the spirit was going to kill him. I'm trying to show you something. The spirit was going to kill him. Maybe one of y'all Bible scholars can help me out. But you remember when he spoke to the man and told the man, because the man started beating his donkey. Stop beating this boy. Stop beating him. And the donkey spoke and said, why you beat me? I just saved your life. You couldn't see that spirit was getting ready to kill you. That angel called Renfro. That was getting ready to kill it. See, a lot of times we hear about how the angel spoke to the donkey, but you got to see that whole story there. Now, here's my point. Because you couldn't see it. You couldn't see the spirit in the natural. Ain't no spirit in no natural. And don't let folks lie to you. Jesus said, the words I say, they are spirit and they are life. Okay? Now, I know that we got people who want to be these great prophets and all of this stuff. And that's good because that's what they desire. But don't be not that we do any of this, but I'm just telling you, according to scripture. See, I just refuse to conform to the world. It's being conformed to the world. They love the world stuff. The Bible says if anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Well, I believe that. You can't just keep on loving the things of the world. All that is in the world, the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but of the world. and the world pass away, and the love of it. But he who does the will of the Father abides forever. So if you plan on being around, it behooves all of us to be in that word.
Yes.
Live in that word. Set up and abide in that word. Do that word.
Amen.
That's our subject this week. It's revelation. And so we said there's three blessings in revelation. It's a blessing when you read it. It's a blessing when you hear it. And it's a blessing when you do it. Three blessings. Don't miss your blessing. Anytime you're hearing about revelation and reading about revelation, and that's another thing too. It just crossed my mind too. How people put more emphasis on, well, this is done, this just law stuff. Man, Christ is the end of the law. We may get into that a little bit next week. But this is about the revelation of Jesus Christ. Okay, that's what this is about. And that revelation is God's grace. And so God introduced the world to who Jesus Christ was around and gave the world who the Father was, and to show how much the Father really loved him. That was all revelation. Them Jews really didn't know who I was. When you read that fourth chapter, you're going to see. Jesus said, y'all up here at the well. Y'all praising God up here at the well. And the Jews, they in Jerusalem. Said, but God don't want none of that. He don't want none of that. Yeah, he don't want none of that. He seeks us to worship him in spirit and in truth. That's what God wants. So when you can separate some of what some of these folks do, they call themselves worshiping God. I ain't fooling. Make each other think that they know God. They want to say they praising God. And they do it. They have other motives. They have other reasons for praising. Nothing but to show people. If it's nothing but to act the part. Y'all be surprised. 9 out of 10 people want to show they know God and want to prove. You don't have to do that. And if I thought it was a party, but that's what you ought to be showing is God. That's what you ought to be trying to appease is God.
Amen.
But I'm just not fooled by it. And don't they speak on stuff, I'll do it. And I'll have to do it. Because they can't beat me up. I know God's opinion, okay? God said, I'm going to magnify myself. And I'm going to sanctify myself. And I met myself known in the sight of many nations. And they will know that I am the Lord, according to Ezekiel. So everybody don't understand God like that. People want to know God based on building, based for them, and all that kind of stuff. But we'll get into the revelation part. We talked about grace. I like the fact that Paul suffered was separated. And he said the grace that was given, he didn't get it from man. So Paul didn't learn it from John. He didn't learn it from Peter. What God gave him was revelation, mystery. And we can have it. And God let Paul get a big portion of this revelation about grace to the point that he said, well, that morning he prayed. God didn't answer me. At lunchtime he prayed. God didn't answer him back. And that evening he said, Lord, now I know you're here. I was there this morning. I was there this evening. At lunchtime I'm here now. God sent the angel. the angels got Paul's attention till he heard God. And then he said to Paul, this is scripture, I'm telling you guys. And I said, then he heard God's voice. Told him, Paul, I heard you this morning. I heard you at night. And I heard you now. Paul, you ain't convincing me. You just need to know my grace is sufficient. It's adequate. Grace will take care of whatever you need. That's why I'm giving you guys grace. So it was the grace of God that God let Paul see the whole picture. He wasn't to get exalted because of revelation knowledge. That was the whole thing right there. Paul, you know, Paul was crippled. Paul wasn't crippled. That's a lie. Because he told him he had a thorn in his side. But so sometimes we got to go back and read this stuff and ask God to give us a revelation. That the Bible says it was a messenger buffeted him. A messenger.
Yeah.
Wasn't nobody piercing him. It was a messenger from Satan to buff him up that he would think himself to be above measure. So that's why God told him, Paul, you're not above measure. Paul stayed humble. To understand this, Paul was getting lifted up because he was getting all this revelation knowledge, man. He was seeing stuff even to the third and fourth heaven. He saw some stuff man shouldn't even see. Actually, God began to just reveal all of this great doing. And he didn't want to get above measure. So God allowed Lucifer and his angels to come fuck him, make him think he was somebody he wasn't. Maybe for a better way to understand this messenger wanted Paul to think he was bigger than Christ. He was telling that Christ didn't tell us. So he was buffing him, trying to get him to say something, trying to get him to do something, trying to get him to show that he's greater than Christ. But he wasn't moved by that, brothers and sisters. And neither should you be when God's giving you revelation knowledge. So God finds him and said, now, my grace is sufficient. That's adequate for you. When I'm giving you stuff, you ain't got to worry about getting above. It'll calm down. When you study this, here's what you're going to find. Paul began to pray like he never prayed before. He began to understand scripture and that kept him grounded. That kept him in the place where he needed to be. So when he wrote 2 Corinthians 5:17, he understood 16 that says, wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. He realized, man, you can't know people after the flesh. He said, know him no more after the flesh, but after the spirit. That was revelation. Now you want to know Jesus, man. After the spirit. Mm-hmm. Not somebody on a big napkin. See, that's how man want to do. Man want to show you Christ in the flesh.
Amen.
Christ ain't up on no stinking cross. He was resurrected.
Amen.
That's the power. Oh, yeah, well, I know about the cross, too. Because you're a mystery of resurrection. You're a mystery revelation of the resurrection. So Jesus, when Martha said to Jesus, if you been here, my brother Lazarus wouldn't have died. Jesus said, Martha, I am the resurrection. You got a lot of people focused on the flesh. They missing it. They don't know they're supposed to be in Christ and be risen. So Martha said to Jesus, I know about the great day when all God's children are going to come together and, you know, I know about that great day. Jesus said, Martha, there's not going to be no day. I am the resurrection. Martha, can you believe this? If a man die in me, though he be dead, yet shall he live again. Can you believe it, Martha? That's it, brothers and sisters. You got to believe in the resurrection. And you don't, the resurrection is right now. That's what's going on right now. Die out of self and living unto Christ. But anyway, he was able to write that. He was able to give the revelation about the new self. Yeah. How I know that? Ephesians 4:22. Ask Pastor to read that. We're not going to read too much long. And I'm trying to show you some of the revelation that Paul had received in Ephesians 22-24. Read that, Pastor, please.
Okay, Pastor. Excuse me. Ephesians 4, excuse me, 22-24, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Amen, amen.
Yeah. This was this new stuff, brothers and sisters. And as you study and be more exposed to the things of the Spirit, this is a new man. Wow, that was the revelation that Paul got. And he was telling them, like in Romans 12:2, he said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what's good and acceptable and perfect will of God. What most folks take that, meaning, oh, people that's not in a church, or people that not go to church, or people that's not knowing, that don't have nothing to do with that. None at all. So when he tells me not conformed to the world, he was talking about religious people, people of the world. He said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. You know what it means to be transformed? Yeah.
Amen.
We can't be conformed, but we got to be transformed by the renewing of our mind.
Yeah.
Wow. To be transformed is to become something totally different. That's why I say in Corinthians 5 that we're new creatures. It doesn't, you can't see it in the natural.
Yes.
That's why it's okay for Chinese and blacks and whites and Mexicans, because it ain't about the color of their skin. It's about their spirit, man. It's about
man.
But okay, I'm gonna leave it right there for today, and we'll get into some stuff next week. But anybody have anything they want to share about anything? Hallelujah.
I thank God for everybody on the line. And I love to talk about the revelation, because I do know that God's grace was revealed, that there's no barrier between human and the fellowship with God. You have to have a revelation in our heart. And our Christianity refers to the way that God revealed himself to us, realizing that God is a spirit, realizing that he is a holy God. Serve him in spirit and in truth. And you know that I just give thanks to God, because God reject anything like evil and sin. He don't want us to have no part of that. He got compassion on us. Got to have compassion for one another. If we say we're following after Christ, we got to have the divine revelation in our heart. And we got to live that life. We can't just talk. It's just like Bishop said, we got to hear the word, and we got to do what the word said do. We got to read God's
Amen.
Word. You got to study it every day.
That's right.
More than one time a day. You got to keep reading it till you get it good. I read it over and over. I get gone a little. I'm doing something. I let the phone read. But I sit back down and I get the Bible and I go back over it because I want to get it good. To have the revelation and
yes,
divine
yes.
spirit thought in your heart, you got to believe it, you got to receive it, and you got to do it.
Yeah.
What the word says, do
it.
That's right. We can get rid of some of these pain, some of these sickness, and some of these unanswered questions. If we just stick to God's word, do what the word says do, and get it good, get a good understanding. Coming on the line is inspiring me, listening to one another, being encouraged by one another. I thank God for all of you. I love you, and you have a blessed Sunday. Till we meet again. Thank
Amen.
You for listening.
God bless. I just want to read yes, I just want to read that from the Message Bible Pastor starting with Ephesians 4, starting with verse 20 to 24 from the Message Bible. It goes on to say, but that's no life for you. You learn Christ. My assumption is that you have paid careful attention to him, been well instructed in the truth precisely as we have it in Jesus. Since then, we do not have the excuse of ignorance or ignoring everything, and I do mean everything, connected with that old way of life has to go. It's rotten through and through. Get rid of it and then take on an entirely new way of life, a God-fashioned life, a life renewed from the inside and working itself into your conduct as God accurately reproduces his character in you. Amen, amen. So I thank God that he is working his character in our lives. And then Revelation 1 and 3 says in the Message Bible, how blessed the reader, how blessed the hearer, and keepers of the oracle words, all the words written in this book. Time is just about up, so it's good for us to be more in God's word, that we're able to hear it, read it, as over there says, over and over, and hear it, and allow God's Spirit to work in us and change us inside and out. Amen.
I thank y'all so much. I want to thank Minister, Pastor, Evangelist, Overseer, for that beautiful prayer. Thank you for that. And I definitely want to thank Evangelist Sharon. This is what I got to share with y'all. That sister wasn't going to miss that word today. We got knocked off this channel. She ran over there to the other channel. I thought it was cute, but then I thought it was, that's somebody delicate. They want a word today. So I thank God.
Yeah,
and I had to tell her, well, we're back over here on this other channel because I was able to get some more internet. But I just thank God for what he showed me today in the fact that, listen, brothers and sisters, if you want this word, you're going to have to go for it.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
In Acts, I think it's 26 chapter. Call such day and night to see if those things was true. You got to search the scripture.
Yes.
You have to search the scripture to see. So you don't have to be fooled by nothing or nobody. God took the Old Testament and with what Paul knew and gave him the revelation of what was to happen and what was to be. And I just think that was I think when you can begin to see that, you can begin to see how revelation taking place. You know what? Jesus, everything, ever since Christ's birth, it's been revelation knowledge. They didn't know who Jesus was. The angel had to give Mary revelation about what God was doing. Even though she had the word, she knew Ezekiel, she knew Isaiah, that a virgin shall be, and she was a virgin. And so when the angel said to her, God has found favor in you, and he want to bring forth a son, Mary go like, that can't have mine. I don't even know no man. Boom, just that quick.
Mm-hmm.
She forgot what she'd been practicing all her life, her virginity. And God wanted a virgin because Isaiah had prophesied it. So that had to be fulfilled. So that was revelation knowledge. So Mary said this.
Yeah.
Mary, go back and read it because it's there. Mary said, be it unto me according to thy word.
Mm-hmm.
She got impregnated with the word of God.
Yes.
She said, be it unto me according to thy word. It was the word of God in her came alive.
Amen.
So that's what revelation is.
Yeah.
When Sarah laughed, I can give you chapter scripture. This is another scripture. It's about God revealing himself, revealing his word to you, opening it up to you. Y'all right now, after I already spoke to my heart, and they're going to be people who's going to get a hold of this revelation knowledge and going to teach it, and you're going to see them begin to grow on you. I'm telling you. You're going to see a move of a healing power like never before. You're going to see things begin to happen because the technology and all of this, this AI, all this kind of stuff. It's going to take a miracle, and it's going to take somebody in the car to be able to discern and separate the difference.
Thank you.
Because, you know, they got technology now. They can what do you call that? When you corner a human being, like cone. I forget what they call that.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
that.
But that's in the world today, brothers and sisters. They don't clone. That's what it's called. Cloning.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah, they cloning I think it was a goat they cloned. And it was something else they cloned. But they cloning, man.
Yeah.
They're trying their best to be like God. But they ain't going to do it. And then God got people on earth that he have put his word in. Because this is about our eternal life. You know, cloning going to be in heaven. In the wood case. And that's what Lucifer been trying to do all along.
Amen.
It get people to be like him. Get people to do his will. And have them thinking they're doing God's will. Satan ain't changed. He ain't changed. When he was in the garden, and God told Adam and Eve, the day you eat her, you shall surely die. And that tree they were talking about was the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And Eve entertained that thought, which was the devil. He was that tree of good and evil. He was full of knowledge. God told him, said, don't bother. I know it's good stuff. Jesus said, you can do a whole lot of good stuff, but you don't know what it is that he's going to do at the end of the day. Well, that's another subject for another day. It's almost like pimping. You think, boy, look at that man. He done bought that woman that fine robe. He done bought her that beautiful car. Well, look at what he doing for her. Gave her a new home. And then all of a sudden, you see her on the street. And you're going like, what happened? Well, my man, he lost it. So I just had to get out here and help him a little bit. So I'm selling my body.
Yes.
Yeah, that's how the devil trick people. It's just like I can give you story after story how Satan trick people. That's what he does. He's good at that. Mm-hmm. He told Adam and Eve, God know you don't know what he knows. God know that you don't be wise like him. You're already God. Like right now, we're already God's church. We're already God's husbandry, but the enemy wants you to think you need to be something other than what the Word of God say, and you don't have to. They just lie, lie, lie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Anybody else have any other comments, anything they want to share? One other thing the Lord told me too, and I got to share with y'all, is that all of these generational curses are being broken in 2004. It won't be no more.
Amen.
Say that again. I said all these generational curses are going to be broken in 2004. Going to be rebuked and broken.
Hallelujah.
It won't stop. It won't be no more in 24. It ain't going to be no more. The Lord tell me that. And you're going to be, because there's so many curses that have been put on us, even as a people, as a nation. You know, they used to identify us, and I know this is Black History Month, but they used to make fun of us and put this in our mouths and made our lips bigger. Now they want bigger lips, bigger lips. They go to the doctors and get their lips tied up.
Yes. Yes.
Woo, all these curses. Listen, brothers and sisters. And they refuse to obey. And I just put it the way it was. They refuse to obey the white man. So that's why a lot of them suffer. They suffered all kind of lashes on their backs and on their arms and their lips and all kind of crazy stuff happened to the black man because he refused to give up what God had put in him, and that was integrity. And I just wish somebody would teach people, we used to praise God in the fields, man.
Amen.
God was giving us revelation in the field.
Amen.
We had to teach those people who God was. Matter of fact, we had to teach all nations if you really want to just get technical. And as long as you're keeping it spiritual. But anybody else have anything else? Any other comments? Okay. Well, thank you guys. And y'all pray for your pastor. I'm on the road again. Today I'm headed to Greenville, and then sometime tonight I'll be in Myrtle Beach. I'm going to Greenville, then I'm going to be in Myrtle Beach. So y'all keep me lifted up in prayer. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
And we'll see you all tomorrow for the word at noon.
God bless.